We got a control room. SAT Studio is brought to you by Regis. Get access to fully furnished offices without the long-term lease. See any of their 14 locations in BC, including Victoria or Kelowna. Visit regus.ca. Ladies and gentlemen, at 7:49, Jimmy Page is celebrating his birthday, and we're here with TDM only on TSN 1040. Hi, TD.
Give him the break. Give him the break. No, keep going. Keep going. Right. All right. So Jimmy Page made it this far. Amazing.
71, yeah.
Absolutely amazing.
He looks fantastic. He's on tour right now with a new book. My son bought that for me. Christmas. Every page has a great picture, and I now know why they don't want to go on tour, at least Robert Plant. They did so many tour dates. I couldn't believe it. Yeah. Like, it's just crazy. Crazy. And I understand. He's tired.
And also, I think the guys, I mean, Robert Plant has moved on. I mean, he's now doing what is basically roots music, rhythm and blues. He just followed that road, you know, and he did the one concert in London
at the O2 Arena,
and that was it. That got him off the hook. That's a great album, by the way.
You know, 20 million people went online trying to get tickets for that.
Yeah,
20 million.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah,
no kidding.
Well, they sent a radio station from this company Q107 over there. They tried to get in, and all they did was a show outside the arena. They couldn't get anywhere near it.
Hey, Dave,
how's it going?
Oh, good. Hey, eh? Oh, the stick's working. Is I'm out of physio now. They can't yell at me anymore. I'm ready to go. You know, the Golden Globes are literally Sunday, right?
Right. So all the hype is Selma, because they're saying that...
because Selma's comes out this weekend.
Yeah.
That's maybe why the hype that you're seeing. But the really, I think the hype is... They all took turns at doing hype.
Okay.
But Boyhood is the one that's maintained its status quo from day one.
Okay. I find that so interesting. I just saw the trailer. It took over 12 years to film the same actor as he grows up.
Yep.
You tell me more about it. It just looks good.
The director took a big chance, because that young man, if he had turned around and said, because they wanted him to come back once a year and shoot, right? They shot for a month.
Is Ethan Hawke part of that 12 years?
Exactly. But the thing is, if the young man said, I don't want to do this anymore, this is stupid. They were screwed.
They were screwed.
They were absolutely screwed.
Well, I find it just so great.
They did it on a handshake and signed. I mean, they signed contracts and what. But it was they took a great chance in doing that, and it's quite remarkable that the film works as well as it does. It's called Boyhood. And Dave, you went and saw what?
Oh, I saw the Imitation Game.
Yeah,
which I thought was brilliant. And a big World War II buff and everything like that. One of the best war movies I've ever seen. And there's no killing, shooting, none of that stuff. It was all about the Enigma code and how they got it broken down. And again, there's also a heavy-duty moral story to it as well. If you get a chance, check it out. Also, and I've been trying to convince Jake to check it out, Birdman, which I saw a couple of months ago, which I think has been, again, these are great movies that don't do big numbers.
No.
It just drives you crazy.
But you see that every year in the Oscar race, and that is, you know, the blockbuster will do like $300 million, but won't get sniffed at, as opposed to the small art house film, and that's always the way it's going to be. They're looking for moral. Well, for example, what they're looking for is what's available in Selma, and if you think about it for a second, it's Selma, Alabama, it's Montgomery, Alabama, it's Birmingham, Alabama, and those of a certain age in your audience, it clouds like a weight on your shoulder. They were racist to the core. There was no question that they would and did kill others to maintain the status quo of this racist society in the southern United States. And marching into this history is a preacher and his flock, a preacher, Dr. Martin Luther King. He's not Gandhi. He's got his own faults, and they're all on screen. But they pale compared to the faults of Selma and the people there. And a Brit plays him, David Oyelowo. He plays Dr. Martin Luther King. What a year he had. I mean, he was in A Most Violent Year. He was in Interstellar. And now he's this playing this lead role. Tom Wilkinson is incredible as a Lyndon Johnson, who eventually has to bring in the voting rights. That's all they wanted. They wanted their voting rights.
Yep.
They wanted to be able to vote, and they had none of those. Tim Roth is absolutely scary as Governor George Wallace. Slimy beyond belief. And Oprah Winfrey is in there as well. She is the co-producer of this film. Very tough to watch. Icky. But especially with Ferguson in the news these days, very relevant. So Selma is one of those films that's going to maybe change some people's lives.
Taken 3. With Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, first with his daughter was taken, his wife was taken, his wife now has died.
Taken.
And I think Taken 7 is going to be, he's a split personality and he takes himself a hostage. That's what's going to happen.
but here's the deal.
And he's crazy and he fights himself.
We will go and see him do this.
I do. I love him.
It's
a
beautiful thing that he's created for himself because
guys of a certain age, he kicks ass.
He kicks ass.
Come on.
He does it without, you know, he does it quietly. Let's put it that way. And he's a wonderful, he couldn't do it if he wasn't a great actor.
I saw him at a restaurant last year. He was with one of his co-stars, and he was holding hands with her. And he was, you know, just want to say, this film's going to be one of my best films ever. I can just tell right now. Wait, another bottle of wine, please. I was just looking into your eyes. And, you know, I'm seeing the sunset in the back of your eyes right now. Speaking of sunset, would you like to come over to my place and have a little breakfast, would you? Oh, yeah, Taken. Speaking of Taken, I'm taking you home. All right.
Oh, man. The other movie, by the way, out this weekend is Inherent Vice. It is so stoned. Dave, it's so stoned.
It's a stoner movie?
It's a total stoner movie. It's just on the cusp. It's 1970. It's just on the cusp of the stoned late 60s. And one of the most stoned actors in all of Hollywood, Joaquin Phoenix, Owen Wilson, Josh Brolin with a great brush cut. It's kinky. It's freaky. It's stone storytelling. How they got this shot is beyond belief. And if you're into that, you got to go see it.
I think if you have a private eye that is stoned out of his brains and he's coming up with these great clues and he's solving mysteries and he's out of his mind, it's perfect.
And there is a foot fetish scene there.
Well, Dave's got into foot fetishes.
Dave?
No, yes, he is. His right shoe is off right now. Just waiting for you, TD.
It's boner material. It's unbelievable. It's
his
quite
what?
Remarkable. Inherent Vice.
What did you say?
Never mind.
Did you just say his boner material? Is that what you just said?
That's what I said. Is that a bad thing?
I don't know.
Okay.
I've never heard anybody say that.
All right, so let me tell you. But by the way, did I tell you that I forgot your...
Taste of the week? Yeah. Where is it?
It's on my counter.
That's nice.
It was double bottles, actually. I had a bottle of Volcanic Hills Lava, which is a blend of theirs. And I had Desert Hills on Black Sage Road, their Cabernet, which is $29.90, and their Gamay. Do you know Gamay? You know the varietal Gamay?
Mm-hmm.
A light red, even lighter than Pinot Noir. $19.90, the French love Gamay, of course. I think it's one of the great surprises of the Okanagan is the Desert Hills Gamay. Anyway, I was going to bring them. I'll bring them next week, okay? Sorry.
Right.
Yeah, unless
That's
I drink
fine.
Them, okay? What I want to tell you is that Volcanic Hills and Desert Hills, one is in Kelowna and one is in South Okanagan. They both make Gewurz and they both make Gamay. And the really cool thing is just to buy a bottle of each and just compare with your friends.
Can you mix them?
No.
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah, that would be bad. That would be just awful.
Okay.
By the way, on Tasting Room Radio, this coming Saturday, that would be, what, tomorrow? 10 a.m.?
Yes.
On TSN?
You're not completely losing it.
On TSN 1410. it's New Zealand in an hour. We're going to tour Auckland, Hawke's Bay.
Christchurch?
Yes. Marlborough and Central Otago, all in 1 hour. It's a blitz. It's pretty cool.
Nice.
Okay. Like that.
Hey, listen, you know, the awards are going to be on there with Amy Poehler and Tina Fey. I think they're great. Things you're not going to hear at the awards during the show is... Thanks for that cappuccino, Mr. Cosby. You will not hear that.
Although they were pretty adamant about it in the press conference they gave yesterday that there's going to be lots of Bill Cosby jokes. Lots and lots of them.
Wow.
Yeah, they're going to just crucify
Big target.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll make my predictions now if it's okay with you.
Sure.
Right. The film, Boyhood, we win. Right. The actor will be Eddie Redmayne from Theory of Everything. Actress will be Julianne Moore from Still Alice. The musical comedy will be Birdman, and the supportings will be J.K. Simmons for Whiplash, wicked, wicked role, and Patricia Arquette for Boyhood. And that's it in a nutshell.
Okay.
I can do no more except bring wine next time.
Yeah, do that.
I'm sorry I missed
it's
the
Friday. I've had a rough week.
I missed the game last night. I guess I didn't miss too much, huh?
Yeah, it was one of those days.
I was doing research.
Yeah.
For Dine Out Vancouver.
Yes, I'm so, sure you're right.
When does that take
well,
off?
Well, it starts very shortly. I wish I could give it the damn
16th.
Date. 16th, thank you. It's going to be, so I did, I started with beer. I did craft beer. They just tour us around in a
what
little
a
bus.
What a gig you got.
And then I went straight into the whiskey. And it was,
you know, as I look at you right now, the next time Rudolph isn't available to pull the sleigh, this is going to be the red-nosed reindeer right here.
All right, it's Jimmy Page's birthday. How old is he?
71.
Here's one of my all-time favorite Led Zeppelin tracks. Is from Coda, all sort of found tracks that existed and then didn't exist. And they owed one more record, and this was it. This is a fantastic record. Thank you very much, Jimmy Page, for the music.